Let's switch gears right now and go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with friend of the program, Superintendent of D11, Michael Gall's joining us right now. Usually, Michael, it's snowing profusely and school's going to close the next day, but today is going to be a beautiful day. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dan, and it's nice to have a morning chat with you.
Yes, and I'm glad that you have made the transition to make your monthly appearance on our morning show. It's good to have you. Let's get into it. You guys are fresh off of spring break. Hopefully it was a nice, restful time for you and staff. Where would you like to start in our discussion today?
First, we're always just thankful for a chance to talk to you and our KRDO listeners. We're just really excited about building a budget for next year. You know, we'll present our preliminary budget tomorrow in our work session that's open to the public, and you'll see a district that is fully committed to instruction and to getting our resources aligned to classroom and school level needs.
And some of those resources, the most critical ones, obviously, the teachers. How are their contract negotiations going on?
Yeah, of course, not allowed to talk about negotiations while they're ongoing, but you know, we've heard the governor say that we're going to see at least a 6.5% funding increase in the School Finance Act this year, and we're going to take as much of that, if not more of that, and make sure we put it into compensation. We know that teaching is one of the hardest professions in America and one of the least rewarded from a fiscal perspective. And last year, District 11 went from second to last in starting salary to first in El Paso County. So we'll continue to put double digits amounts of money in the compensation for our teachers, because we know that highest quality teaching and learning is what drives student achievement.
I have a wild card I just picked up. So I'm gonna ask you this question with my wild card. AI, how prevalent is it in D11, and how do you embrace the technology?
Yeah, we'll start with embracing. You know, our technology department and even our data insights team is really looking at AI for us to now take information that we have about each student and figure out what we know we can be doing better to support the learning opportunities for that student. So how do we take data and instead of it being just a report of what happened, but make it more prescriptive or informative of what we need to happen? So we're really strong partnerships with PowerSchool and Microsoft happening right now for our data teams and our IT team to be thinking about what we just kind of call the algorithms of the future, how we take that data and use it to our advantage. But there's always the risk and the downside of our children finding ways to manipulate and get out of learning by asking the computer to do it for them.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that. How hard is it to actually grade reports if an AI, you know, generated report was turned in? Would it be more about the outline and the process of getting there?
Yeah, I think the great part about learning in District 11 is it's not just all about the test. And so when you build a process for how a student can make, let's just, you know, call it a critical thinking type of argument, you're going to see that demonstration along the way. And so it's not just I read the paper and the paper meets a grading expectation or not. You know where the student is through that relationship with the teacher and the relationship with the content over time. And really, although AI is moving faster, this isn't much different than we had a generation ago where you could search on the internet and find a paper and then turn it in as your own. We'll continue to use technology to identify where that's happening to ensure that our students are turning in their own work.
Now, I know that you recently had some open houses to introduce parents and families to your schools. Do you have any more events like that planned? And what's the deadline for finalizing those choice-ins?
Yeah, you know, the choice window closed, but we have openings in nearly all of our schools. And so the choice window remains open in District 11 until we are 100% filled in each one of our buildings, which we are not. And so our goal this year is to actually have a wait list in at least one of our schools. So if you're interested in a District 11 school, please come find us on the webpage, get to our enrollment office, or just stop by the local school of interest, and we'll get you that information.
As we wrap up our conversation with you here today, it is Dan Koschelba. How do you know it's Dan and not an AI voice? That's that's the question out there.
You know, I could pick a little bit on the snow because it actually did snow yesterday, and I thought maybe you would have made comments on that, but it was mostly on the Palmer Divide. So I think we escaped that one.
Okay, very good. Michael, always great to catch up with you. Thanks so much. We'll look forward to our monthly chat now in the morning on Cardio's Morning News.
You all have a great day, and congratulations on the promotion.